Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game 2, West Finals, is tonight on TNT at 8 o'clock. This is Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. I had to cancel a very big dinner for this tonight. I had to cancel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, you could either go to dinner, try to keep an eye on the TV from afar, but I was just going to go ahead and rewatch it tomorrow and chart the whole stupid thing anyway, or just make it a night in. I've been traveling enough lately. You should see the peeling on the shoulders. Man. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm good.
From the vacation and the sunburn. Go ahead, pull it back.
Oh, can I peel some of that?
Look how...
What are you, gold member?
Some people have that fetish.
Yeah.
It's brown.
I love to have it when you hear it, when it's like, when it's really quiet, it goes, you can hear peel.
Thank you, RJ Dahmer. Jeez.
I'm an RJ Dahmer.
I worked with a guy who used to peel his skin and chew it.
Did he just have a heart attack? Grego had a heart attack.
No, it was not him.
I'm not laughing at the heart attack, by the way.
It's not him.
Okay.
It's not him. And by the way, when you say you had to cancel a big dinner, are you talking about the dinner was big or the party you were going with was big?
The dinner, like the place.
The place,
hard
okay.
to get into spot.
Oh, God. Is it salt-based crappy restaurant?
I've already been there.
Okay.
I can't believe it's still open. Why would you ever want to go if he's not there?
Salt-based. It makes no sense.
Well, he is there. It's a look-alike.
Is it?
I got the inside scoop.
You're telling me they have someone that, that they tried to definitely imitate as him, go around and do the salt?
They have Salt Bae lookalikes.
What are the chances that you look like Salt Bae and you actually can sexualize meat the same way he does?
who would ever think of that question? Anyway.
Go back to peel his back.
Yes.
See, to cancel a dinner, that stinks.
Canceling dinner. But I'm excited for all these games. Vegas, how are you going to be watching this? How many drinks in?
I have a birthday party to go to tonight, we have a cabana that we will be at, and there'll be a TV in the cabana.
Are there tacos at this cabana?
There's not
a cabana in Roanoke.
I think it's technically in Bartonville.
Okay, all right.
Argyle. Just make sure you hit record so you can watch it tomorrow, because you're not going to be able to take anything in.
Oh, I'll take it in, baby.
No, you won't. 6.5-point spread. Is what they're saying in Vegas.
So, and it hasn't moved. It hasn't, which is, usually you would see a line move a half point, point. And I have not seen any movement. I mean, even if you go back and you look at the hour by hour. I know, right? Even if you go look at hour by hour, sometimes you'll see a line move a half point this way, then back. And then a half point this way, then it goes back. I haven't seen any of that. This has been pretty steady. It sounds like Vegas got the right number here.
Kevin Harlan, friend of the station, always goes on the KMC Masterpiece. He is the play-by-play voice of the West Finals. He went on KNBR yesterday in the city. And he said, I hear that Luka is sick today. Now, he went on yesterday. So just keep this in mind, of course. Game one was on when? Well, game one was on what day? I'm losing track of the days. It was on Wednesday. So Kevin Harlan said, I hear that Luka is sick today. I guess he was up most of the night and ill. I've heard it now from two different people, so I'm assuming it's probably true. And Harlan went on to clarify his two sources, not part of the Warriors, not part of the Mavericks organization, but he said the body language that he showed, just the zest that he showed in Game 7 in Phoenix, was not there in Game 1. And I'm not sure if perhaps he was a little bit under the weather during the game. He didn't play like he played in the Suns series, that's for sure, and he needed every ounce of what he gives them, and that was not apparent. So there's Kevin Harlan throwing it out there that... Well done with the Chiafalo question about Stan Van Gundy. So there's Kevin Harlan throwing it out there that Luka may not be feeling well. Don't know if he wasn't feeling well during game one. Don't know what his status and feeling is as of this morning, but just factor that in. Factor that in.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he is feeling well now, and that was the reason. Maybe this is just somebody getting word from somebody who got word from somebody to deflect from a poor game.
Look, the biggest thing is, let's just hope that he's good right now. If he was sick during game one, okay, it makes me feel like a tiny bit better. It doesn't excuse, it doesn't give the Mavs an excuse in saying, that's why we lost the game. They got whooped. Mm-hmm. And Golden State was just quicker and faster. Some people were wondering, Kevin Gray, Mavs insider, will join us at 7:20 this morning. Some people were wondering if the Mavs were tired. And, of course, if you're sick, you're going to be a little bit more lackadaisical and slow out there. So we'll see. You know, I'm sitting there asking myself, did Luka have his usual fire? Was he sitting there going at people? Well, no, but they were also losing throughout the game. So it's kind of hard to sit there and get fired up when you're losing by double digits much of the night.
Yeah, it is hard to get fired up. I mean, your body language is going to be dejected, demoralized. There are a couple things that you could take, I guess. You know, if you lose by, and I think you might see this with the Heat.
And of course, this is a game where he had more turnovers than field goals. He had 7 turnovers and 6 made field goals, shot a career worst 16% on contested attempts from the floor. So right there you would be like, well, look, if he's shooting against contested attempts, that's credit to the Warriors' defense. Yeah. That's not necessarily a sick stat to me.
No, but like, think of it this way. You know, there are some teams that, you know, when they lose a game, they get really down. To me, when Luka gets blown out and embarrassed, he's got that weird little game on thing now. I think Miami, you might see it with them. You know, they lost by like 4 last night, 3 or 4 points. You know, they'd be, it's one thing. You get embarrassed on your home floor, you come out a little bit different. And maybe he does. Maybe he does. Maybe that lights a fire. But then again, it's like that goes against everything I believe in, because it's like, what, you mean his fire wasn't lit in game one? Am I really going to tell myself that Luka wasn't up for game one? Are we really going to believe
that?
No,
but it makes sense with teams like Golden State against Memphis, right?
You have down games.
There's
no way
when John Morant got hurt that they... I agree with you. It shouldn't make any sense, right? It's like, let's close them out. Otherwise, when you extend the series, you have injuries. There's no way that Golden State didn't take it easier for summer. And then you have to have like 5 to 10 guys take it easy. It's something like runs through a team. And, you know, they obviously had to take it easy to be down 55 points against Memphis, or even win by 3 points in Golden State at home. So I just think it's a I hate using the word mindset,
there's sports, there's mindsets in sports, there's
it's like a golfer. Mental game. If you're up 6, still you need to go watch your boy, the Greg Norman 30 for 30. When you're up 6, final day,
bust out the irons, man.
You got to sit there and be like, am I going to go conservative here? Do I need to just continue with the aggressive approach? And then your driver gets you in trouble and you end up in the water and you're playing not to lose. All those things happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was the beer at lunch on the trucker.com text line. It was the beer at lunch. That's what did it. What if the scratch on his face had poison in it? That could have been it. That could have been another thing. There you go. It's possible. You know, Luka should have had 10 assists in the first quarter. Nobody can make a wide open 3.
Yes. More than a half hour after practice ended yesterday, he was sitting there in the courtside seats, not with a beer, but he was watching Real Madrid in the EuroLeague Final Four. So Luka was taking that in.
And then where Mbappe is going to sign? Is that what we heard?
Don't ask me questions like that. You know, I have no idea. Stats leading into game two. Mavericks, sixth team in NBA history with 3 20-point wins and 3 20-point losses in a single postseason. That's what we were talking about 24 hours ago. This is their formula. It's going to be do or die. You live and you die by the three-point shots that they take. And RJ and I both said, keep firing them up. Don't care if the attempts are in the 40s. That's a major reason why they got here, so keep it going. By the way, none of the previous five teams that had 3 20-point wins and 3 20-point losses, none of the previous five teams won a championship. 82 Sixers, 96 Sonics, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp against MJ, 2010 Celtics, 2016 Warriors, 2017 Spurs. So that is not the most positive omen for the Mavericks. Luka, again, more turnovers than field goals for the first time in his playoff career. And Golden State has won 13 straight best of seven series after winning game one. They've won 13 straight series. Fourth longest streak in NBA history. The second longest active streak behind the Lakers. And they've won 19 of 20 series, up 1-0 in the Steve Kerr era. So there you go with some of the stats and info leading into tonight. How about this one? TNT with their most watched NBA Conference Finals game since 2018. Not Suns Warriors, Mavs Warriors, averaging 6.5 million viewers. That was up 21% from 2021 Eastern Conference Game 1. On TNT, up 21% from their game one in the East last year. Who was it last year? Milwaukee. Who did Milwaukee face in the Eastern Conference Finals last season? Was it Brooklyn,
right?
Or was Brooklyn the round before? The Kevin Durant was toe on the line.
Philly? Let me look it up.
Hawks.
So that's right.
Hawks.
The Hawks.
That's right.
The Hawks made the East Finals.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why all that Trae Young contraband came out.
Yes.
All that nonsense.
So Bucks Hawks getting beat by 21% by Mavs Warriors, and then up 38% compared to last year's Western Conference Final Game 1. Who did the Suns take on in the Western Conference Finals last year? Mr. Smarty Pants, Mike Fratello over there. Was it Denver?
No, I was thinking Denver.
It wasn't Utah. It wasn't Denver. Let's Google it real quick.
Clippers?
May have been. I'm not sure. But either Clippers. Way. Clippers! Troy Hughes!
Yeah! Yeah! Thanks, Carter.
So, so it's up 20% over game one in the East last year and up almost 40%. I was really surprised to see this. Thanks to Tolo Skip for sending it. Look, man, I think a lot of this shows love for the Golden State Warriors still. Numbers were down over the past few years when Golden State was hurt and trying to recover and get back in it. And maybe they're still, did they ever reach the level of dynasty hatred that we usually teams like the Patriots?
No, they did not. They did not. Even though, now they may have with KD for a short stretch.
Yeah.
But there was also, it was a pick your poison. Do you want to root for them or LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll tell you, LeBron not being here lately has killed ratings. Whether you love him or not, you still watch him. The Warriors are that team, though, that seem to bring eyeballs.
I don't know that it's killed ratings. I don't know in these playoffs that it's killed ratings. All these ratings are up.
No, this year they're up.
Yeah. Right? Well, there's no LeBron.
No, I know, but this year they're up. But I think they're up this year from last year and the year. Last year was awful. Remember the NBA Finals? The NBA Finals last year got beat by the World Series.
This is TNT's most watched NBA playoff coverage since 2018. So,
and there that was,
you go.
Yeah.
Most watched since 2018. And LeBron was in the championship during,
in the bubble. But that was, there was a lot of political reasons for that.
Yeah.
And they did not make the playoffs in 2019.
Yep. So, Mavs, they could wear that belt.
They could.
You know, like, partially responsible for the ratings skyrocketing for the NBA playoffs. I really enjoyed the NBA playoffs. I really have. I was losing a little bit for basketball, admittedly so, during the regular season. And I asked myself, like, if the Mavs weren't in it right now, you know, how much would we be? We'd be talking about Warriors Suns, but obviously, like, we're all in on this every day. It feels like we're prepping for a Cowboys playoff game. It's been a great refresh to get back involved into the NBA for me.
If the Mavericks weren't in this, we'd be talking about all the other articles that are being forced.
Yep.
Cowboys articles. Yep. Can Dak Prescott be the next Roger Staubach?
Yeah.
Or did you see the picture of Dak Prescott with Troy Aikman? Why does he look smaller than a retired quarterback?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And this is giving us an actual break. Imagine what Boston has been able to do sports talk wise for the last 20 years. They get this for 20 years with the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Bruins and the Patriots.
I mean, they were a A-holes. Red Sox only town. Like, not only, I shouldn't say, but like that was a Red Sox town. And then now it's like they just kind of just go with whatever season it is.
And then look at Florida. I mean, Florida, you got the Tampa Bay Lightning in there. You got the Florida Panthers. You got the Tampa Bay Rays that were dominating baseball for some
24
time.
24 teams to talk about.
You got Miami Heat in the play. I mean, Bucks. Good Lord. Yeah.
Everything with the Jaguars.
We knew it would be good. We knew it would be good. But Jimbo Fisher over-delivered. In going back at Nick Saban yesterday. Wait till you hear this audio from Jimbo next.
Let's get you to Gaylord, Michigan, or Gaylord as the locals call it. It is the best golf trip of the year. Attention all you golfers. Are you looking for that getaway, that golf getaway this summer? Let me tell you about the greatest golf trip of the year that I go on every single year. 8 straight years running. It'll be 9 this year. Gaylord, Michigan. I take a short 3-hour flight DFW to Traverse City. Hour drive. Bam. Nestled amongst Michigan's northern forests is 17 of the best golf courses in one area that you're ever going to find, at least in the continental U.S. It is tremendous. Great weather, too. July and August temperatures hover around 72 as the average high. Here in DFW, you know, it's like 100 degrees in July and August. Beat the heat and get up to Gaylord, Michigan. Golf Digest calls Treetops the ultimate buddies trip, and they are absolutely right. It is awesome. Gaylord, Michigan. GaylordGolfMecca.com. Some of the best course designers. Again, it's a fantastic trip. It's an awesome, awesome week getaway if you want to make it that long. GaylordGolfMecca.com. Stay and play packages online. GaylordGolfMecca.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We knew it would be really, really good. Thank you, Jimbo Fisher, for making it really, really great. It's Sean and RJ. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Happy Friday, y'all. Hopefully you have fun weekend plans. Going to try to get you to your Saturday as quickly as possible. Nick Saban, again, my theory from 10 years ago almost always holds true. You get yourself in the most trouble in those little speaking engagements that you have with boosters.
With boosters, yep. Everybody thinks that it's not being filmed. I guess everybody of a certain age, right, where you're just used to doing it in these things in private. But I think if you get like a Lane Kiffin out there, he knows what's going on now. You know, so a younger coach who's very up in the social media world knows that everybody's got a phone.
Nick Saban accusing A&M of buying all their recruits through some shots at Deion Sanders and Jackson State. Well, Jimbo spoke yesterday, and of course, the thing that makes this even better is that these two work together.
Mm-hmm.
So they know each other very, very well. Jimbo's opening statements back to Saban.
It's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way.
So there you go. Recruiting tool number one for every future kid and family that Jimbo speaks with. Look at how this man is willing to attack you. Look at how this man is willing to try to take food out of your mouth. He doesn't think that you have the value that you do. He doesn't think that you earn for the university while he's sitting there in his fancy, Skittle-colored suits. You want to go play for a guy like that? A guy that's going to...
Skittle-colored suits.
What colors would you say? What's seersucker? That wouldn't be Skittle.
No, seersucker. I think that's the color, right? Seersucker's the color.
Yeah. So that's part one of Jimbo just coming right out and calling it despicable. What about Saban saying there needs to be more parity in college football?
The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. Ooh. You can find out anything. Ooh. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
I told you yesterday, when you do what Nick Saban did, you better make sure that there are no skeletons, and you better make sure your closet is clean and Jimbo is calling out the shovels.
Yeah, you better.
Dig it up.
Now, one thing Jimbo did say that I LOLOL'd at is that he said, I learned from Bobby Bowden who did it the right way. And I was like, free shoe you. Yeah, that's where you learned it from. But, he worked with Nick. He knows some of these bodies are buried. You cannot tick off former assistants. They are the ones that will get you. And they can get you. And now, you're going to have the vultures circling. Now, someone reputable from his past will be looking and, has given you a reason to look. Maybe even get a tip somewhere as to where to look for some of these bodies.
Yep.
And nobody wanted to look before. They didn't really want to look.
Yeah.
It could have been a dead end. And then they know they dig enough, but there's no motivation.
We all know the game.
There's no motivation. But now the line of questioning has been opened. Someone's going to look.
Couple people yesterday, former players on Twitter, said every player there had a Scat Pack Hellcat. What is that?
It's a Dodge, right?
Yeah, it's a Dodge.
Okay.
It's a Dodge that you get at Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep on the east side of the Metroplex.
Every player there had a Scat Pack Hellcat before NIL, and I was in a Nissan Maxima. LOL, it had a sunroof, though. Then Sua Cravens, who played for Washington in the NFL. I didn't want to say it. I've worked out with a few guys during off seasons that literally would say I was making more at Bama than the current practice squad that they're on.
Yeah, practice squad gets about $120,000, I think, now there's the new CBA.
Yeah. These are the things that are going to come out now.
Oh, of course they are.
Every business has kind of like your code. Your unwritten rules. Like, don't cross that line. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that, and Nick Saban seemed to have crossed it. So far, we have Jimbo using the words despicable narcissist. He thinks he's a god, and we've made him the czar of college football. Let's go back to Jimbo addressing the violation claims from old Nick.
There are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
to... got all the advantages? Listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things. There's a reason people don't go, I ain't went back and worked for him.
Well, there are a lot of people who have gone back and worked for him, though, you know, Jimbo. You know, and his staff of assistants is like all former NFL head coaches.
He's got a reclamation project to him, you know, Lane Kiffin and Sarkisian and Bill O'Brien. I mean, he's had a lot of these guys.
But it's not a rehab. It's like you're still getting guys who were NFL head coaches.
Yeah, I mean, they still want to go there. He's going to get guys.
Sark,
Kiffin, O'Brien, Butch Jones.
I think they got the former Jacksonville head coach.
Doug Marone.
Right?
They got everybody there, man. They got all kinds of guys there.
Yeah, a loaded staff. So Jimbo is not holding back. In response to Nick Saban, here is Jimbo and his final comments.
It's disgusting to what we're into right now, especially by the people who are throwing the darts. Who have no glass in their house. Career. It's despicable for what it does for the sport. And the operations, the way things were done the other way, when the parity was there, like we said, never has been parity. Certain people never followed the rules anyway. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Damn!
Man, this is great.
Now look, now Jimbo's going so hard now.
Methinks the lady... doth protest too much.
Huh?
What? Shakespeare, Sean. Hamlet.
Okay.
You are innocent, you say you're innocent and you move on. When you're guilty, you scream it from the hills how innocent you are. Believe me, I know. Okay. I know. You can tell when I'm lying because I don't let it stop. Oh, I didn't do that. I swear to God. No.
This is amazing. But yeah, with the way that Jimbo is retaliating, make sure it was all on board. Make sure it was all 100% legit and pure because you're going in really, really hard.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get up there and go like, you know, we have no violations, period. He didn't do like the Rafael Palmeiro thing at all, but you know, when, oh my God, you guys know what I did yesterday after the show. I went right into that side studio and I'd watch this live.
No, I was going to say something else, but
my God. I probably was doing it while watching.
I probably was because I was like, tomorrow I'm not playing the A&M fight song. I'm playing my new song for Jimbo Fisher. Yes!
I mean, this is the type of stuff that gets your fan base to give you a free pass forever.
Absolutely.
You're going at the big bad wolf. This is kind of, you know, you talk about Bob Stoops kind of, you know, relighting the fire for the Sooner fans that love him and even elevate him even more. Jimbo Fisher did that yesterday.
Yeah, my top three Aggies of all time. Number one, Johnny Manziel. Still hasn't followed me yet on Twitter. Number two, Bucky Richardson. Number three, R.C. Slocum. Now, Jimbo is... clearly number two, almost number one after this one. It was amazing. In fact, Fox Sports' Bruce Feldman, great college football insider, he tweeted out yesterday, spoke to a former SEC assistant on the Saban-Jimbo blow-up, quote, there has always been an honor amongst thieves mantra in the league, and those two just called each other's wives fat to a global audience.
Honor amongst thieves, that's a great way to put it. Meanwhile, Saban did a follow-up interview. After all the blowback, Deion Sanders tweeting that he's going to respond. This became the story of college football, a sports story that took over headlines in the middle of all these playoffs. Would Saban regret and apologize over what he said?
You know, I should have never really singled anybody out.
Shut up.
You know, that was a mistake, and I really apologize for that. I'm not against name, image, and likeness. I think it's a great thing for players. Our players made a lot of money last year in name, image, and likeness. But, you know, I told our players to, you know, get an agent, get representation, you know, make what you can make. Players have always been able to work, and I think that's a good thing.
This is where the Sharif PR firm has been hired to consult in Tuscaloosa.
Yes, absolutely.
And Nick Saban may not have a problem with name, image, and likeness. He did a horrible job of conveying it. He's come across as whiny. He's come across as bitter, and he's come across as scared that someone is coming for his crown. So the way he delivered all this and threw other colleges under the bus, a very, very big no-no in terms of PR, because everyone is thinking that he's just bitter and he's scared and he is whiny. Nick Saban, Jimbo said you reached out to him. Is that true?
I reached out to him, never got a response, but I feel bad about it, but I'm not changing my philosophy. I look at the betterment of college football, what is good for the game.
Shut up.
And sometimes those things are not what's best for Alabama, but I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, my whole focus has always been, you know, how can we help players be successful? And
it was for the good of the sport.
Good sport. You got to. You got to have the good of the sport.
It was for the good of the game.
You cannot have anything for the bad of the game. It's got to be for the good of the game. whether it's good or bad for Alabama, it's got to be for the good of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
amazing.
It is.
This is amazing. I cannot wait until October.
October 8th. We've got to do a live broadcast. Some way, somehow.
Ooh.
That would be amazing.
Tuscaloosa.
I would absolutely.
If it was at A&M, I would really try to do whatever we could to get there for the week, like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday build up. We could get it sponsored. That's my only problem with this, man, is it is not going to be played at A&M.
Yeah, but at the same time, RJ, we could probably watch it here in the Metroplex at a place that we could watch.
Boomer Jacks.
Oh, really?
Your official Game Time headquarters, truckwreck.com text line, Sean. Coach was never won a thing is the top Aggie ever. Sounds about right.
Woo!
Jimbo's as dirty as they come. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Jimbo was listening to Ether by Nas. That's good. There you
nice
go.
Nice reference.
You know, do these guys understand that the guys they're recruiting think being paid is good?
Jimbo does.
Jimbo's trying to win a natty by putting his team in an us against them mentality with no way out. And then finally, awfully defensive and mad for someone who's done nothing wrong.
Mm. What was your line, Shakespeare?
The lady doth protest too much.
How RJ Choppy may have gotten Joe Rogan in a little bit of trouble yesterday. Next on Sean and RJ.
But let's sell that home. Opendoor.com/KRLD. Upsizing or downsizing? Maybe you got a new baby on the way. Maybe you got a new job coming across town. You wanted to move to the McKinney area or something. Well, opendoor.com/KRLD. They'll help you sell your home, make the transition easier while you're waiting for that new home to be ready or wait that new home to close. All you got to do is do what Sean and I have done in the past, and that's go to opendoor.com/KRLD.
Life is full of opportunities. Selling your house shouldn't keep you from them. Sell directly to Open Door and get back to what matters. Just go to opendoor.com, enter your address, tell them a little bit about your house, and they'll make you an offer in minutes. They take a look at your home, along with recent sales in your neighborhood, to come up with a very competitive offer, a real offer. So when life's doors open, Open Door will handle the house. Learn more at opendoor.com/KRLD. Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage Inc. License 0206130 in California and Open Door Brokerage LLC in its other markets.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And this segment of The Fan brought to you by Byers Barricades, a full-service provider taking care of your project or special event. No matter the size from start to finish, the Texas Authority in Barricade Rental, it's ByersBarricades.com.
Now Marcus Smart.
Oh!
Ball fake. Loses Strus and knocks down the jumper.
Ooh.
A magnificent, perhaps game-defining sequence for Marcus Smart.
He shut off, kick to the corner, Marcus Smart. He will drive it out of bio, draw some contact, throws up a circus shot, falling out of bounds, scored, and a foul. And when it's your night, sometimes it is just your night.
Marcus Smart and Al Horford return, and the Boston Celtics destroy the Miami Heat. In Miami, 127-102. We're all tied now in the Eastern Conference Finals at one game apiece. Hopefully, the Dallas Mavericks can replicate that for tonight, Game 2, which we'll talk about in headlines at 7 a.m. But how about this other NBA story that came out further explaining why the NBA has let the issue of China just totally, completely disappear after Daryl Morey and LeBron James?
Yeah. Yep. An analysis done by ESPN and the NBA's, I guess, books is that there are hundreds of millions, in fact, billions of dollars that the NBA has tied up.
$10 billion.
In China.
$10 billion
to be exact. So when the playoffs started, the games returned to China's televisions when the NBA playoffs started. They were not on for a very long time. A three-year ban. It was a quiet.
Has it been 3 years since Daryl Morey said that? No.
Yeah, it has. And did we hear a word about it, by the way? About the return to China TV?
Not a word. Nothing.
Not a word. Not a person in New York, in the offices, not a person in Beijing, trumpeted the end of this conflict. NBA owners sat largely silent through the ban, even as the league worked behind the scenes to repair that relationship that had cost them a ton of money. The NBA and their owners and the team, so in addition to the money their teams derive from China, the NBA gets $5 billion in business. They also have personal stakes there through other businesses. So they have found that collectively, they have more than $10 billion tied up in China, including one owner whose company has a joint venture with an entity that's been sanctioned by the U.S. government. So he's got a company in China, or she, and that company has been sanctioned by the U.S. government, but they're still an owner of an NBA franchise or a governor, whatever they call it.
Yep.
Now these ties to China leave their businesses vulnerable if they get on the wrong side of the Chinese government or the public there.
Yep.
And that's why they don't say a word, and that's why they can get away with this. Or I don't know how they get away with it, but they do.
The Nets owner has a ton of money tied up there. Mickey Arison, who we know from the Miami Heat, has more than $375 million tied up in China through the team and Carnival, the cruise line.
Absolutely. Cruise line. And then, the NBA is playing a couple of games in the UAE next year, who has a ton of civil rights or human rights violations.
53% of the Nets' owners' worth is tied up in China. 53%.
And the Nets owners know he's not a nobody.
He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire, man. Like this is big time.
The Kings co-owner has more than 30% of his net worth tied up.
Yeah. Now look, if you looked at our 401k, I'm sure we have stuff from China that's in there. I'm sure we do. I think it's almost impossible not to. But you know, you can't. You're speaking out of two sides of your mouth here. The NBA is on a lot of these things. And, you know, it's funny how they're just completely given a pass on
this. Well, they don't speak on the other side of it condemning China. They don't never just be quiet.
Yeah, they're just completely quiet.
They just shut up.
You like know,
LeBron catches all the heat from the Clay Travises and the Fox Newses of the world, but no one says anything about the owners. No one says anything.
Because they don't say anything. LeBron said something. You know, LeBron said something about it. The NBA owners were, I guess, wise enough to keep their mouths shut. I don't know. Maybe LeBron wasn't privy to all the. I mean, maybe LeBron didn't know they had $10 billion tied up there.
I think he kind of knew. Michael Jordan has business in China.
Of course he does.
So LeBron James sells things. There's a reason Kobe Bryant, you know, you go ahead and you go on tour to promote a product, and they usually end up in China.
They end up in China. China pays well. Yeah, they pay well, and at the end of the day, that's everybody's moral compass is tied up in how much money they can make out of each situation.
Yep,
and that's just the reality of it. And I don't begrudge somebody for that, but you know, don't be hypocrites about it. And you know, Phil Mickelson said something bad. You know, he said what he said about Saudi Arabia, and he is basically banished. And meanwhile, the NBA is going to play basketball games there next year, and nobody is saying a word.
In Saudi Arabia,
in the UAE, and they have human rights violations. As well, United Arab Emirates. I can't even speak. So there's the NBA with China, though, with $10 billion tied up in that country. And you know, and now they're back on TV there. And ESPN just did this little dig into their books, and they found all the stuff. Yeah, October 2019, that was the conflict when it started.
LaVar Ball was talking. Haven't heard from him in a while, except for that LaMelo commercial, and he said he's ratting out the affairs of the Chicago Bulls, who Lonzo plays for. He says Zach LaVine is done and he's gonna end up on the Lakers. So he says Zach LaVine, who, you know, it felt like he had that little short 15 minutes of rise where he was about to become a star, and then LaVar said he's a little bit jealous of DeMar DeRozan, all the DeMar DeRozan love, and Zach LaVine is going to get out of there and try to get back to the West Coast and Los Angeles. So that's another little NBA note that was thrown in.
You are a hater.
We have not heard a lot from him. We have not heard a lot from him at all. We haven't heard anything from him lately. Ever since this kid's got in the league and he's playing well, we haven't heard anything.
877-881-1053, truckwreck.com text line to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. How did you probably get Joe Rogan in trouble on social media yesterday?
I haven't
heard a lot about Joe Rogan lately either. It's been all Elon.
It's been all Elon.
Nothing
Musk.
But Elon.
Here's the thing. I didn't get Joe Rogan in trouble yesterday. You said this. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I thought there was a notification that Joe Rogan.
No, it's Friday. I didn't get him. Okay.
It's like a radio tease.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't, you said I got in trouble.
You tweeted something and it came up that Joe Rogan was insensitive. Insensitive
yes.
material.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, but you even confused me with the tease so much. So,
Troy, did you get it?
I got it, but what he's saying to you is actually he's complimenting you.
Yeah, it was such a, he's like, it confused the hell out of
you
me.
You blew his mind.
I was like, wait a second, I didn't get him in trouble. What are you talking about?
That was awesome. Good job, Sean.
So, I tweeted something yesterday.
He didn't even, the time to say it would have been the commercial break. Like, when I said the tease, you should have been like, what are you talking about with that? So we're on the same page. Yeah. But
no, this is better.
Let's do it on the air.
Yeah, let's do it on the air. Train wreck.
So I posted a tweet yesterday about some food take, and then, you know, and I'll tell you the food take in a second. But in the replies, it goes to, you know, you got all of it. At the very bottom, it says sensitive content, click view to view.
Did you put a DP?
No.
Oh.
I didn't tweet it.
Oh.
Somebody replied to me.
Oh.
And I click view, and it's a GIF or GIF of Joe Rogan doing like the googly eyes where you're like, your eyes are like wide open.
Right.
Right? Oh, wide open eyes, right? Is that your phone? It's ringing?
Yeah, my bad.
I thought that was part of the song.
I did too.
That's a lovely segment so far.
Doing the eyes. And I'm like, wait a second. Is Joe Rogan's picture sensitive content now? Is that where we've come to?
Yeah, why would insensitive content come up for that?
I don't know. Like, are people so like is, I guess, triggered by the face of Joe Rogan, that they need to put a disclaimer that caution, this might be Joe Rogan under here.
Right.
Like, is that where we've come to?
Right.
All right. I hate 2022. But here's the tweet. And I can't help it.
This is really dumb.
I can't help what my taste buds like.
And I want to know how many Tolos went in their fridge after this and was like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try it. Do I have what RJ is talking about?
So
I know you got one of the items.
In my fridge, I was looking for a little snack yesterday afternoon, a little healthy snack. And I was already out of my cucumbers. I was already out of my bell peppers.
Oh, my God.
All I had left
so lame.
Was mushrooms. I was like, okay, I'll have some mushrooms. Mushrooms by themselves, they're raw. They're completely raw, unseasoned.
They're awful.
I was just going to pop them in, but I'm like, nah, I need something here.
You eat raw mushrooms?
I mean, in an emergency situation.
Okay. But you buy mushrooms to cook them or just to eat them?
Yeah, just eat them.
That's disgusting.
But, you know, usually,
that's an all-time bad food, say, just eating raw mushrooms.
Yeah, I just need something, right? So I was like, what am I going to do with these? I need something. I was out of vinegar. I could have dipped them in vinegar if I wanted to. You know, put some vinegar on them.
You say it so casually.
You
say it like the way people go, you know, I had French fries, but only if I had ketchup.
I swear.
And you're like,
people put vinegar on French fries all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Demented people that should be institutionalized.
No, they're good. But it's fried, you know? It's fried.
It's fried. It's no doubt. So I found, look, I have yellow mustard. I'm a huge mustard fan. I said, this might work. Let me just try it out. I grab a paper plate because I didn't want to waste a good plate. Grabbed a paper plate.
Oh, yeah.
Squirted it right there on the plate and started dipping a mushroom. Man, let me tell you something. Game changer.
I can't change my face.
Game changer.
Disgusted.
It was tremendous. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to eat this every day or even every week, but I have discovered a new snack. Mushrooms dipped in yellow mustard. It's fantastic. Now, look, I do love yellow mustard. I scoff at the people who put cheese on a soft pretzel. It's mustard only. Yellow mustard on a soft pretzel. That's the rule. You cheese on the soft pretzel, folks. I don't get you.
So what did it taste like? Is there any way you could describe this?
I like the tart of mustard. That's why I like mustard. Like, yeah. I like the tart taste.
And a mushroom like tastes like nothing, so you're basically eating, just getting the mustard.
It was
taste.
Basically my way of eating spoonfuls of mustard without actually eating spoonfuls of mustard.
Right, exactly. and it did the trick, filled you up?
It was great. I mean, it didn't fill me up. I mean, they're mushrooms. Right. They don't really fill up. Let's see.
All I care about is the text line. That's
yellow
it.
Mustard on mushrooms. I'll just eat the paper plate. RJ is pregnant.
That's great text.
Raw mushrooms and ranch are amazing. Mustard and mushrooms. Guys, kids are listening. You're gross. If you want to try a real treat, fresh raw broccoli dipped in mustard. Let's see. Do you wash the mushrooms? Yes or no? This is actually very popular.
What's the answer?
I do not know.
Ugh.
No, it's a fungus. Give me all the fungus.
Ugh.
Balsamic vinegar on fries is the best.
Balsamic.
That type of stuff on Twitter is part of what Elon's trying to fix. Was choppy abused?
Yeah.
Mushrooms and dill dip. Okay.
I bet you won't make a video of it. Make a 3-minute video.
No, don't do that because here's the thing. He'll do that while also doing a candle review. Because he knows that it'll like double the number of views.
I'm all out of mushrooms, though. I got to go buy more. I ate the whole box. I ate the whole pack yesterday.
It was an unopened pack?
Yeah.
You ate the whole pack?
That little blue little thing. The whole thing. Yeah, I felt like Alice in Wonderland.
It's time for me to do it. I'm going to tell you in the commercial break, if you don't know what I'm referring to, it's time to out you. Because that all this is a result of that. What I've been keeping quiet. And it's time. It is now time to do it.
I'm trying to think what this could be. Do I have COVID?
No.
Is my taste buds gone?
The reason that your life has transformed for like the eighth time.
Oh.
I know why it's happening, and it's time.
This is not a transformation.
It is.
This was just mushrooms.
You don't eat raw, but you used to take packs of salami and throw them down for snacks like a seal.
Still do.
And now you're going bell pepper, raw mushroom. I'm looking for vinegar around to dip in. While you're wearing cowboy boots. This is a total transformation.
I've had cowboy boots for 6 years.
I know you, and I know why, and it's time to out it.
No,
listen, it's time to bring it out.
Listen.
I'm tired of this.
I still eat salami. I still eat turkey and ham. I just enjoyed...
When did you start eating raw bell peppers as a snack and raw mushrooms? And
I've always enjoyed raw bell. I've never eaten raw mushrooms as a snack. I just, they were in the store. They were cheap.
Okay.
Raw bell peppers, I've always done that.
Okay.
Not as often as I like, but it is shredding season, Sean. It is shredding season.
Yep. And that's coincided with something else. Here we go. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Text line. You be on your best behavior the rest of this show, or I'm a blackmail.
Oh, baby.
Straight blackmail.
Bring it.
Game two tonight. Rangers finally get cooled off. NHL playoffs. And is Tiger going to make it to the weekend? Headlines next on The Fan.
Let's get you over to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. My good friend Justin Rogers will hook you up with that brand new 2022 GMC Sierra truck, the AT4, the Denali. Or maybe it's the Yukon SUV that you want. Get it at Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman, boys and girls. They are Tolos over there. It's a Gilchrist Automotive Group store. Stephen Gilchrist, the owner, he's a Tolo. Justin Rogers, the GM, he is a Tolo. And they're going to hook you up right now. 2 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle that you purchase at Parkway Buick GMC. You drive the difference to Parkway Buick GMC and see how easy it is to deal with them and the great customer service you're going to get, dominating customer service for a long time in Dallas-Fort Worth. And Parkway Buick GMC and Sherman is going to do you right. Also, trade up, fuel up, $150 fuel card when you purchase any new or used vehicle at Parkway Buick GMC. Reserve it online. Reserve your brand new Sierra or Yukon online. ParkwayBuickGMC.com. Drive a little further to save a lot more. Parkway Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.